Headline News.
It's 4 o'clock. These are your headlines from Money FM 89.3 with Desmond Wong. I'm Michelle Martin. Good afternoon. A 32-year-old man has been arrested for criminal trespass and is being investigated for voluntarily causing hurt to Jurong GRC MP Tan Wu Meng. Dr. Tan was attacked during his Meet the People session in Clementi last night. He told the Straits Times he was talking to a resident at around 10 p.m. when a young man suddenly rushed over and began hitting him with his fists. Other residents and volunteers managed to quickly restrain the attacker, but Dr. Tan suffered bruises on his arms and abrasions on his neck.
A high-tech national jobs portal was launched today to better match local job seekers with employers. Called MyCareersFuture.sg, it's developed by Workforce Singapore, or WSG, and the Government Technology Agency. The new portal replaces the interface of the existing jobs bank for users, and WSG says it aims to roll out the function for employers to post jobs by the end of this year.
The Health Ministry has awarded $60 million to three new research projects in the health and biomedical fields. These three projects target the areas of lung cancer, virus-induced cancer, and age-related macular degeneration, a medical condition that causes potential vision loss. Close to $1.8 million has been set aside for a new award recognizing medical innovation among clinicians. Providing seed funding of around $100,000 for up to eight projects, the Pilot Clinician Innovator Award will open for applications next month.
In Asian news, a Japanese firm is poised to carry out what it hailed as the world's first experiment to test for cancer using urine samples, which would greatly facilitate screening for the deadly disease. Engineering and IT conglomerate Hitachi developed the basic technology to detect breast cancer or colon cancer from urine samples 2 years ago, and it will now begin testing the method using some 250 urine samples to see if samples at room temperature are suitable for analysis.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen reassured residents that the island was secure a day before China is set to hold live fire drills in the narrow strait that separates the two. Chinese officials have suggested that tomorrow's military exercise is a warning to pro-independence advocates in Taiwan as Beijing steps up its rhetoric against any challenges to its sovereignty.
In world news, the United States Department of Commerce has banned American companies from selling components to Chinese telecom equipment maker ZTE Corp for 7 years. This after breaking an agreement reached after it was caught illegally shipping goods to Iran. The U.S. action could be devastating to ZTE since American companies are estimated to provide 25% to 30% of the components used in ZTE's equipment, including smartphones and gear to build telecommunication networks.
And finally, U.S. President Donald Trump rejected a fresh round of sanctions set to be imposed against Russia yesterday, a course change that underscores a schism between the president and his national security team. The president's ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, announced on Sunday that the administration will place sanctions on Russian companies found to be assisting Syria's chemical weapons program. The sanctions were listed on a menu of further government options after a U.S.-led airstrike on Syria retaliating against a suspected gas attack that killed dozens a week earlier. Read more news at the Business Times and the Straits Times.